I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran has never been a bastion of religious freedom, but over the past couple of months, the government seems to be especially clamping down on believers. Three Christians were recently sentenced to at least a decade in prison for gathering with fellow believers. Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor explains.
The Iranian authorities, I think, are paranoid about anything which doesn't sit with their perception of the world and of government and religion. So anything which is perceived as outside of that, even though these house churches and these believers pose no threat to the Iranian regime, they see these house churches and these believers as a threat.
And please keep this situation in your prayers. Windsor asks that you pray for justice for these believers and for religious freedom in Iran as a whole. You're listening to Mission Network News. When you think of church, what comes to mind? Well-dressed men and women gathering in a large sanctuary made just for worship? Well, that's not always the case. Sometimes you have to make do with what you have. And that's what Takahiro Ami, pastor of Praise Community Church in Japan, who's partnering with Asian Access, is dealing with. They don't have their own building, so they hold church services in a local bar. It's smelly and crowded, but Hiro Ami believes God has them there for a purpose and asks that you pray for his congregation as he seeks to disciple them.
Church is not the building, so pray for people. We are willing to build up the people as a disciple of Jesus, that they can follow Jesus, also they can reflect Jesus' light in their lives.
Learn more on these stories and others today at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.